Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Can an affair improve your marriage? I'm asking you guys.
Generally not.
I can tell you what my wife would say.
Yeah, that's the thing about this. I say there's a debate to say that could we build something stronger. But the fact is, if that happens in your marriage, you want to be the person who actually did the affair.
Psychotherapist.
Because you had some. At least you got some.
Lucy and then Beresford.
They'd have to get your partner has to get over the jealousy fact to make it work.
Shit. You know, infidelity.
Yeah, it's
can
on
be
them.
Helpful.
It is on them. You have to kiss. You just have to kiss their ass and say you're sorry about 1,000 times. But at least you got some. Look at it that way, right?
What, are you jealous?
Right.
The debate comes after a study conducted by dating site Illicit Encounters found that 72% of love cheats said their marriage dramatically improved after they embarked on a fling. So I don't know.
Hold it.
Exactly.
Did they find out?
An impartial source.
Did they find out?
Obviously.
No. You could say you could have had a fling and then your partner never found out. And that might you might have realized that you wanted your partner more.
Yeah, the You're change right. could be one-sided.
Right, that's You're what right. I mean. Yeah, did they say if
you
they found out
gone,
or not?
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I need to be better over here.
Right,
and put more effort into your actual relationship.
Right, right.
That's true.
I mean, we don't know. Does the story say that, Todd? I'm not sure. You know,
it says it could be an opportunity to rebuild something stronger. Might it be an opportunity to find boxes?
Listen, I'd have to find boxes. Don't get me wrong. And I'd be out of the house. You know. But I do know personally people that have somebody had an affair and they got past it and they're still married.
And they knew about it. Both people knew about it.
It's not hidden now. They knew. Yeah. Eventually somebody was told that they did something wrong. Not necessarily a full-fledged affair, but cheated. And they got past it and they're still married.
Has it been long?
I know personally probably... Well, we probably all know more than we think we know. We just never found out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know for a fact two or three couples that are still together, and that happened.
Partner who didn't do the affair, was there ever any like retribution?
I'm not in their bedroom.
Evening the score.
So
you're
I don't
not
know.
The other man.
Yeah, this is one of the situations. If you hear about it, you go okay, and then you let it go. You don't ever delve into it at that point.
No.
You know what I mean,
you say they got past it.
They're still married and they're happy. Yeah. They're married and they're happy. You know, all affairs don't end in divorce, Todd. You know that.
I know.
They don't. I mean, they don't. I mean, if they did, there'd be a lot more divorces than there are already, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know that they would necessarily, you know, that affair you had, that was the best thing to happen to our marriage.
Yeah.
I think it's a situation, probably a situation that we were both growing apart. Somebody did something stupid. And we apologize. I'm on the couch, not of somebody else's house,
right? While still paying for the first.
I don't think I could handle the jealousy either. I would probably kick. I'd have to leave the house. I guess in this situation, the woman gets the house no matter what, right?
Right. Probably.
She had the affair. I got to leave. I got to leave.
Either way, you're paying for two dwellings.
Well, the psychotherapist lady, Lucy. Says infidelity could be an opportunity for the couple to rebuild a stronger relationship which meets their needs.
I get the angle.
Yeah.
I get the logic in what she's saying. I just don't know how often it actually turns out that way.
Yeah, that's right. 70.
Well, if somebody takes somebody back, they have to work at it, and it probably does work.
But in those cases, somebody takes somebody back, but for how long? Does it eventually fester into something that causes the relationship?
Yeah, there's got to be some resentment.
Yeah, but I think
there has to be, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll see, there's got to be. But in a situation I'm familiar with, these people have been together a long time since then, you know.
Now, has there ever reached a point where you're able to joke about that around them? You know, sometimes people do things that are kind of dumb, right. And you have to give it a period of cooling off before you can joke about that dumb thing that somebody did.
Yeah, we all done that, but it's not this one. Right. Remember that time that girl used to, you caught that girl? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Remember when Dave did that?
That was great. You were so mad. Remember that?
Yeah. It's not something you can joke about when you're all sitting around having a drink and hanging out.
No, every other argument you have with your wife or your partner, for that matter, there is a period of time where you can joke about it.
Right.
There is.
I don't think this would be tough.
This is not.
And if it's not time, it could make it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Remember time I pissed all over the place? Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. On the clock.
On the wall with me.
Yeah.
See, I've done that. I've done that around friends.
I was forgiven right away for that, by the way. It was because of my birthday.
I've done that around friends. Brought up something.
You're lucky it's your birthday.
Something dumb that was part of their world. And and then I've gotten that look like, no, we're not over that yet.
Oh, really?
Sorry. I'll put that one on the show.
You cheated on her and she forgave you?
It wasn't anything that bad. It wasn't anything that bad. Just, you know. But it was like I got that look like, no, we're not there yet. Oh. Sorry.
I think it'd be harder as a friend of somebody if you knew this was going on when you're around the couple.
Yeah.
If you actually know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably the things you don't hear about. Like, we're not going to talk about this with anybody.
Just anything. Like, what sounds good for dinners? Like, dinner, tacos? Like, oh, did you have tacos with her? Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your taco look like? That's what I was saying all the time.
Does it pop?
Does it pop? Does your taco pop?
I always go back to the Uncle Lair bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where
he swears in that bit.
Has to take out the garbage. And I would, but you bang that other guy.
Yeah. He wanted his wife to have an affair.
I wish my wife would have an affair.
That was it.
Yeah, so he has that in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Now, most of the commenters on this story do not agree that the affair.
Well, I think because I think we're thinking about our own situations. We don't live other people's lives.
Well,
I'm only answering that because I know we wouldn't make it. Well, but I do know people that have made it.
You also have to be straight with yourself. If you find yourself in this situation, you have to understand: am I a person who has the capacity for that kind of forgiveness? And maybe. Yep. You're probably not.
Yeah.
Most people probably aren't.
No.
Well, and you might get to a point where you could forgive what happened, but then how do you trust them moving forward that it's not happening
again?
It's
the trust part again, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well,
the number blows me away. 72% said, yeah, it improved.
Yeah, nah.
But you got to consider the source. Isn't illicit encounters a hookup site for married people like an Ashley Madison?
And again, I think time is right there. I think
you're right. Life's short, have an affair.
Those surveys are very skewed.
If that number is that high, there has to be a percentage of those that it was only one side that knew about the affair.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole other caveat right there, because if you actually had the affair and nobody finds out, you might think it's a good relationship, because I've realized that grass wasn't greener.
Right.
I'm going to stay here, right?
Right.
And then she doesn't know anything at all, so there's no forgiveness at all.
I,
and, you got laid.
I can't think that the number is that high, 72%. If they
found out.
If both parties in the relationship knew about the infidelity.
Yeah, I would say at least 50-50.
I think 50-50 is stretching it.
It seems like it, right?
You know?
I don't know. Like you said.
Lots of stretching it.
All of us are married here, so none of us are going to admit to having an affair.
And faithful.
So, and faithful, right? Oh, that too.
Put that out there.
Yeah, this would not, this would not improve my marriage in any way. It would blow up my entire life immediately.
Yeah.
That's it?
Everything good I have would be gone.
That's right. That's why Nick takes his wife to Wichita.
I would have my full band Kiss Funko Pop sticking out of a cardboard box.
But if you're willing to share, we'll take that call.
Yeah.
If you had an affair.
Share your wife?
And improved your marriage.
You mean that. Okay.
Todd just wants to watch.
Gladly to listen to that story.
I guarantee we might not get a call, but it obviously does happen. It just doesn't happen as much as we think it does, I'm sure, you know.
No, I mean, I've read similar things before that, you know, you realize what you got at home is better.
But then once again, that means only
if nobody found out.
Right?
Probably, that was probably the circumstances why.
Right.
And the lady even in this article that they're quoting, so, you know, she even admits that some of these cases, the sex life may have improved after the affair, but the overall quality of the relationship is, that's tough to say was better, you know?
Well, and there's a line in there, too, where somebody's like, oh, if you're cheated, I'd be like, oh, is I present in this relationship? Or I don't think that's not going to be most people's first thought. You'd be like, you ass, you cheated. So I'd be like, oh, what could I have been doing to prevent this?
It's funny, I was going to ask you what you just said there, Nick, so I was paying attention to something else. Are we present in this relationship? All four of us have no, not all the time.
Not
with this relationship or not.
No.
What are you talking about?
So I'm always amazed when people are like, I listened to the whole show. You're like, wow.
Not me. No, I think at some point, Nick, you probably get to that self-reflection point, but it's probably after the divorce papers have been signed, you know?
Yeah, but if you do get caught, you know, does the sympathetic person look at your affair as a cry for help and then try to help you?
I wonder how much of that is getting caught or somebody admitting it. There might be a big difference there. Somebody comes up and they're like, hey,
that's a huge difference, Nick. You're right. Getting caught is, I think admitting it, those couples probably have a better shot of staying together than the other way around. Right?
Yeah.
Getting caught,
especially how you got caught and what was happening when you got caught.
If
she walks in while you are,
deep.
Something tells me you're not staying together. Because she will always have that visual in her head.
I think we've always been against admitting it, because that's more just to relieve your own.
Sometimes you can't.
No.
But sometimes you do get walked in on, but I wasn't married at the time,
But so we've often
it was a girlfriend situation.
The admitting it as you're just relieving your own guilt and hurting the other person.
Right. I still believe that's true.
Yeah.
If you are the only one that knows about it.
Shut up.
Yeah, keep that S to yourself.
Right. Then,
well, somebody else knows.
Well, okay, yeah.
Right, but two, you can keep that secret, and you won't hurt anybody.
Well,
unless the other person decides to stop keeping the secret.
Your best friend might know, and then the girl you banged on the side knows, and her best friend definitely knows.
Yeah, your penicillin prescription might know.
And it might be more than just one of your best friends, too. Two or three guys might know, and then there might be one or two chicks on the other side that know besides the woman. So that's an inner circle of five right there, and you can't trust definitely the affair chick's friends. Although you could just deny that, What I always say, Todd, if you got caught doing anything, married or a boyfriend or girlfriend situation, and they say, did you bang her? Yes, I did. That's what I did. You say it that way.
Yeah.
You say it sarcastically, but you're not lying because you did.
Yeah. And I think
it's all about the tone.
That helps.
Yeah. Just say, yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, we've been banging for a year. Yes, I did. You're going to keep yelling at me about this? And you're being sarcastic sounding, but you're telling the truth.
And I think Matt on the email here is right. If you get caught and stay together, your life just turns into this.
And that's when the whores come in. Men laying their trick money down, $20 to pay the rent. Maybe instead I'll spend it on the whore.
That's right. That guy. Oh, here she goes. I love how all the guys go. Here she goes.
Radio Empire.